Now here's an intriguing thought. Charles Darwin, the man who did so much to explain to us how life evolved on this planet, may have seriously considered, perhaps even accepted, the possibility that life arrived here in a meteorite. Dr. John Van Wy, a historian of science at Cambridge, has been exploring this theory for a paper he's giving in Oxford, and he's here, as is Dr. Caroline Smith, the meteorite curator at the National Natural History Museum. Dr. Van Wy, this all revolves around a meeting that Charles Darwin is said to have had with a German geologist who presented him with a meteorite which appeared to contain organic matter in it. Is that right?
Yes, well, this surprising claim, we've just announced this at the British Society for the History of Science conference, purports that this extraordinary acceptance by Darwin took place in a meeting with this German geologist, showing him microscopic preparations which appeared to show fossil organisms. And according to this report that's just been uncovered from Science magazine in 1880, Darwin looked through the microscope and leapt from his seat, crying, "Almighty God, what a wonderful discovery, wonderful." Well, that's the claim.
Is it true?
Well, there's a bit of a detective story to find out whether it's true. Otto Hahn did send Darwin a copy of his book, and it still exists, it's still at Down House. And he did send Darwin some letters, but we don't know what Darwin wrote back. Now, there are some quotations in this extraordinary article from an unknown Darwin letter. So there's some legitimacy there. Whether or not he actually visited Darwin, we don't know. It is possible. But later on, a geologist at UCL wrote to Darwin's son, said, "I saw this article in Science about your father. Is this true?" Well, Darwin himself wrote back to him, but unfortunately that letter doesn't survive.
So the key bit of the detective story is missing.
Yeah, well, fortunately the geology professor wrote back to Darwin, thanking him for his letter, and saying, "Yes, I knew I shouldn't have believed that report."
Ah, yeah. So it sounds as if the article may have been...
I think it's definitely an exaggeration, but it doesn't tell us whether or not Dr. Hahn actually visited.
But you, as I understand it, Dr. Smith, have looked into the background of this from the geologist's perspective, as it were, and you think you might have found the meteorite that he could have been shown if he was?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, we do know the meteorite that Dr. Van Wy is talking about is a meteorite called Orgay, which fell in France in 1864. It's a very, very rare type of meteorite. There's only 9 in existence. And it is one of its characteristics is that it has a lot of organic content, a lot of carbon in it. It's a type of meteorite called a carbonaceous chondrite. And this meteorite caused a lot of stir in the scientific community when it landed and was found. And there is a report in a 1964 paper in Science by some American scientists which actually report that one of the stones that they investigated has been contaminated by seeds, by reed, and by glue, by animal-derived glue. And they actually are in the paper, they're very, very careful not to say this is deliberate contamination, but
presumably there's glue in it.
I mean, as they say, you know, we leave it to the reader to make up his own mind of whether this was a deliberate or accidental contamination. But it's a very, very interesting story, and it's one of these really great examples where science and history cross to make an absolutely fascinating detective story. It's brilliant.
But if that was the one that Darwin was shown, he possibly was the victim of a deliberate hoax.
Possibly, and Dr. Hahn could have been a victim of a deliberate hoax, as could have been the French scientists in the National Museum in Paris where this stone actually came from. So, I mean, they could well have been, but it's such a fascinating story.
I suppose common sense suggests to us, Dr. Van Wy, that if he really did believe the theory being put to him, he might have said a thing or two about it in public, since it was a pretty remarkable theory to advance.
I think it's extremely unlikely that Darwin believed any such thing. He didn't make many public statements about his views on the origin of life, where life originally came from, but he did believe that it was by some natural process, and I think he believed it happened on Earth. That's pretty clear, I think, if you look at all of his letters and comments. This claim first came about, I think, in 1871 at a British Association meeting. Sir William Thomson, later Lord Kelvin, claimed that life could come to Earth on meteorites.
Well, before we get into the beginning of life, we better stop. Dr. Van Wy and Dr. Smith, thank you.